This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and this is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and we are going to have a blast today. Got a couple of whippersnappers I've known for a very, very long time. We might even tell you some inside information on that. What do you think of these two, baby?
They're America's couple, man. That's what they really are.
These guys. Yeah, they are the cutest people I've ever met in my entire life, and I love them to death. So here's the deal. Yesterday, I was on the GoPro Accelerator for Eric Worre, and he's got those 2,000 people who love you to death. And I'm doing the show, and I'm looking at the comments, and they're going, let's live through this. Next week, it's Tony and Sarah. It was so hot. It was so funny because they love you. Everybody loves you too so much. I could not compete with it. Can you believe that?
Oh.
It was unbelievable.
No, I don't think I believe you.
That's the truth.
I believe they love you a lot too, Tom. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, crazy. And even Sean Murphy likes him.
It's just, it's the greatest.
Oh, we love Sean.
We love Sean. We haven't seen him forever.
So much fun. So, yeah, this is going to be such a great conversation today. And we intentionally decided to interview America's Couple the day after Valentine's Day. And we're just going to have all kinds of fun.
I don't want you to feel too bad about this. But going back to Eric's GoPro thing, who do you think they chose for the Valentine show? America's favorite old couple, not Ken and Barbie. So that was pretty cool, too.
Oh, my God. Hey, Tom, I got to tell you something funny. So we actually have a big party for our company coming up for the 80s, and we actually are surprising everyone. Hopefully not too many people are watching this from our company, but we're dressing up as Ken and Barbie. It is going to be so off the chain. I hope we will.
Oh, you guys are the perfect judge. That's exactly what it is.
Really cool.
I know it. My parents thought very early in my life I kept playing with Ken dolls, not the Barbies. Or wait, I had it back. My parents were very suspect of me as a child. Did you know that? I kind of thought I might be like a lady. So my parents started hiding the doll from me because I'm supposed to be playing with a G.I. Joe and I'm playing with Ken. And so they got a little upset for a while, but they worked out all right. I ended up getting married to Denise, and I'm pretty good now, so that's all right. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I love you all, and that's a terrible segue into the show, so take it away, Adrian.
Wow. All right, friends, we're going to have a great conversation, and I want to actually maybe start there and talk about it, you know, what it's like building together, because, you know, I'd love for you to share your story, because, you know, some couples get into network marketing together. You were both in network marketing independently before you met and then have brought everything together, and so just talk about that journey as a married couple and what it's been like, you know, building a company together.
So it's been a little bit of a challenge. I mean, it's good now. You know, we have people all the time that will ask us, hey, you know, can you give us tips of like working together? And we're like, time. I know. I mean, it really takes time. I mean, when we got married, we both had been working network marketing independently for, gosh, what, a good
10 years, probably.
Yeah, close to 10 years, right? So we were kind of almost like stuck in our own ways, right? We had a way that we did things and the way that we, you know, things worked and had different personalities. And then we were like, well, this is going to be awesome. We're going to work together. And like, we literally almost killed each other the first, I don't know, almost 2 years. It was pretty rough. And, you know, we kind of just had a come to Jesus meeting and we just sat down with each other and we just said, okay, if we want, like, do we want this to work, first of all? And we were like, yes. And we're like, then we got to figure this out. Otherwise, one of us is going to build business and the other one is just going to be great support and what have you. And we sat down and we just start hammering through that. And, you know, now here we are, working together 17 years later.
Wow.
It's extremely hard. And people, I mean, the same. And here's what you're working on. You're working on a marriage. And you're not really realizing when you're starting in that marriage that, rich or poor, that one I can handle. Sickness and in health, that one I can handle. Till death do us part is a very long time. And so I network marketing business. I mean, you don't really realize that you're setting into a partnership in business. In your marriage, there are two separate things and two extremely difficult things to build as a couple. And you guys did it, and Denise and I did it too. But it does not mean it wasn't. You said it was extremely rough building the new marriage. Mm-hmm. I got married in 99. She walked into this thing, and the first thing she wanted to be was me because she knew she could do me better than me being me. I resented the heck out of her for that. She resented the heck out of me. And it was very, very hard for us to find our identities, which you guys, you said the same thing, and it's hard. And then you finally figure that out. And then you got the separation of duty, which is hard. Who's doing what? I'm in awe if that you guys have been doing it for 17 years and looking so doggone happy. So how did you do it? Who does what?
I'm talking. Well, I figured it out really quick, Tom, that would you rather be right, Tony, or would you rather have a happy wife and, you know, a good relationship and a fun business? Because I thought I had to be right on everything that I did, and it was my way. And, you know, Sarah will just follow along. It doesn't work that way. I mean, for me, I had to really take a step back and say, you know what? I'm watching this amazing woman shine. And why am I trying to, you know, stop that from happening? Let her shine in these areas that I watch her be so good at. And, you know, for me as a man, you know, the ego and the pride and all this kind of stuff, I just said, you know what, Tony? Take a step back. Let her do her thing. Let her step into her own. And you can do the things that are still left to be done. And there's a lot of things still left to be done, Tom.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think any of that's true. I don't think you let her do anything. I think she did it. And I think you went and found your true self doing something different but equally as powerful, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's more like
that point.
Yeah, I think too. I think we just realized that. You know, I think the more we were really aware of each other and our strengths, we just, you know, when he was stepping forward and shining, like I was okay to step back, vice versa. It was never, you know, we realized like us both being the center, it just didn't work that way. So we just kind of like now we're just really aware. We have a great rhythm of what's happening. And, you know, there's even sometimes like when we're keynoting and I'm just like, hey, I let him go do his thing and I'm more than happy to kind of stand and let him shine, you know, and I think we've worked well though. I think one of the best pieces of advice that we ever got, Tom, with especially with being married, was make sure that you learn how to celebrate each other's differences in every part of it. And it has served us so well versus a lot of times, you know, people get frustrated and well, why aren't you doing it like this? Well, it's because I'm not you and you got to be okay. Imagine if it was, if I did everything the same way you did, like we would just completely just, you know, kill each other, right? So I think for us too, I think what's really interesting is that because we both had built independently, you know, when you said, hey, what are your, you know, how do you guys figure out your roles? Our situation was a little bit different because we both learned the skill sets of how to build, right?
Yeah.
So when we both got connected, we both already knew how to recruit and invite and follow up and network and close and get people started correctly and help them launch and so forth, right? So it was interesting for us when we came together because we both were so strong And we were like, oh my God, who's gonna lead? I'll lead. No, you lead. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was kind of crazy. So for us, we kind of had to figure out that, you know, that happy medium with us. And I think too, what's so cool about working together as a couple, and it just takes time, is that some of the areas in your life that you're not as strong at, I don't really like to call them weaknesses, but I guess I call it what it is that, you know, a lot of times those were Tony's strengths, and just being around him and working the business together every day, a lot of those things actually became my strengths. And vice versa, right? So we made each other strong in so many of these areas now. And so I think that's one big reason that our business is thriving so well, is we've just been able to build on strength upon strength upon strength inside of our business, you know, for a long time now.
Let me say this. I figured something out a long time ago, and, you know, we communicate a lot today more than we ever have, but the little stuff that we used to nitpick each other at throughout the whole day, when we were kind of a new couple getting married, right? New building the business together. We let all that stuff go today. It just isn't worth it. Like, I mean, you know, we talk through it. We laugh now. We joke about it. But, man, we used to, like, ride each other and just, you know, nitpick. And it was just not a good situation. And now today, we just let all that go, Tom. And that's probably the best thing that I think about today and how we've grown together.
Well, and we had good mentoring too. I mean, actually, one of our greatest mentors that is still one of our mentors today, I mean, he actually sat us down and he's like, hey, can I talk to you guys about something? And we're like, sure. And he's like, guys, you're so petty with each other. He's like, you're going to make it. Like, the things that you're picking on are just ridiculous. And you got to, if you really want to grow a multi-million dollar business here, you're not going to make it happen.
Was that Eric that said that to you?
It was a really hard conversation. When he had it with us, I mean, we were sitting down on the couch, and it was like some big, like, gulps in the throat. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it was like hard conversation, but I'm so grateful. I mean, to this day, and I don't think we've ever really told him that, but I mean, I'm so great. I remember that conversation. It was so vivid. And it was a big, big turning point. But again, that's why mentorship is so important, because they help you see the blind spot that you just don't see. Like, you just don't see in your life. And so, you know, if you don't have a mentor and you guys are watching this and listening, like, you have got to find somebody that can help you with those blind spots. Because, man, it totally changed the trajectory of our business and our marriage, really.
He had that conversation with Denise. That was a lie. He didn't have that conversation with Denise.
I was like, really? I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
There's a little delay. So
I'm like, I think you meant yourself. It made the moment that much more pregnant.
Yeah, that was awesome. No. So that's, yeah, you need somebody like that. You need people that are straight with you, and it's the most important thing. And, you know, one thing I have found over the years,
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And we're back. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We've got Adrian Chenault right here, Tom Chenault, and we have got an unbelievable couple in network marketing that have been together a long time and have been through thick and thin, and always, come back and build bigger than ever. And right now they are on an epic roll, and it's so great to see it because that has not gone to their head. They're still a humble little couple from Minnesota, just grinding it out, loving their kids, and it just warms my cockles. Back to you, Adrian.
Had to get the cockles up.
Okay.
You guys have two beautiful children who might have just walked through the door, so this might be perfect timing. But I wanted to ask you about that because that was a big part of, you know, our story together. I really kind of came of age as my dad and then Denise together were hitting stride in their network marketing business. And so how has that been, you know, both being working your tails off, working super hard, but doing it from the house in front of the kids? Like, what's that been like for your kids to witness you building this business together?
I think it's been awesome. I mean, I think, you know, for us, I mean, we're Midwest kids, right? So I think the number one value that our parents always instilled in us was work ethic. You know, we both had our first job. I mean, I was like 14 years old, my first job, and I don't know, you were probably almost close to the same, right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think I love our kids seeing that we work hard. I think sometimes, you know, people have mommy guilt or people have these things that pop up in their mind that they're like, oh my gosh, I feel bad if I'm, you know, doing an extra Zoom or doing an extra call or doing some of these things to push my business forward. And the reality is I actually love all that because I love that my kids see that we fight like the junkyard dog for our dream. You know what I mean? Like, if our kids do network marketing, awesome. If they don't, like, I just want them to see how passionate we are and see how hard that we chase it. And I love that they see us when we have good days and bad days and how we cope and how we, you know, it helps them just grow, right? And understand how to work through emotions and and just being resourceful. And I think it's just such an incredible incubator that, I mean, they're live living in this whole thing, right? So, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard the quote they said, the way that you get your kids to become a great reader is not by, you know, having them read. The way they become a great reader is because they see you read. That's yeah. when they decide to become great, right? And that's the same thing in this business is like all these amazing skills of being an entrepreneur. Like our kids, they're living, breathing it because they see us doing it every day. Like you can't have a better place that they can just grow and emanate than that. Like I think it's awesome.
Well, I think also too is, you know, they're always listening, right? Kids are always listening. I mean, they just came in now and they're listening. And I love that because they pick up everything, right? Everything. And I remember, you know, we were talking to one of their teachers and she said, you know, it's interesting because, man, Hudson has just got this leadership in him. And, you know, he just leads the class of 25 kids. Like, he's the leader. And anytime I have, like, issues with kids and they need leadership, like, I have Hudson get into that circle.
Yeah, he, like, diffuses the situation and leads it out, and that's what he does.
And I'm sitting here just kind of laughing, and she's kind of going, why are you smirking? And I'm like, well, you know, he listens to mom and dad, and, you know, we pour into leadership and people through Zooms or, you know, through just talking to people every single day, but he picks up on that stuff. And I just think it's just a great incubation, you know, what our kids are in growing up in this world.
That is such a gift. And I think you're right. You know, just all of the little pieces of what you pick up on and watching the way mom and dad manage situations and watching the way that they treat people and watching the way that they talk about them behind their back and just all the things, like they're actually seeing and hearing and watching what you're doing. And sometimes that, for me as a parent, is terrifying because I'm going, oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Okay.
I really hope you weren't listening to that phone call. But, you know, it's I think that there's a lot of goodness that comes out of that. And I know for sure I've been a huge beneficiary of seeing firsthand what my dad did to be successful and how hard it was and how hard he worked and what it takes, but also, you know, how rewarding it is and just all of it. Right. And so, you know, as a kid, you're trying to figure it out. It's, you know, it's not always easy. And you do sometimes, you know, I remember as a kid, I always felt like, oh man, my dad works all the time. And it's just because he happened to be working in front of me instead of someplace where I can't see him, but I'm still,
yeah,
so
grateful.
Yeah. So it's really special, and we could do, I feel like we should do sometime a whole show just on that, because I think it's such an important topic. You know, so many people are building this business with little kids at home, but this is the quick segment. So we got to take another break here in just a second, and then we'll have some more time to keep digging into Tony and Sarah Zalecki's story. So you're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show. We're here on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for having us on for all these years. We love you, and we will be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion. President Biden said the chances of it happening soon are very high.
High chances will happen in the next several days.
Biden says Russia is moving more forces in, not out of areas surrounding Ukraine, like the Kremlin says, and that Vladimir Putin is trying to create a pretext for an attack.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains.
We are laying it out in great detail with the hope that by sharing what we know with the world, we can influence Russia to abandon the path of war and choose a different path while there's still time.
This is USA Radio News. Police have arrested more than 100 protesters involved in the so-called Freedom Convoy demonstrations in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, which officials said turned violent. The convoy protests began in late January and were initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. But now it's expanded into a broader movement against public health measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. On Friday, police arrested more than 100 people and have had 21 vehicles towed in Ottawa. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to allow the government to expand measures to end the protests, and pointed out to CNN that some people in the U.S. are funding the protesters. Officials in the U.S. are also concerned about a potential trucker convoy protest ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. According to CNN, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, Sarah Zalecki, Tony Zalecki. And Adrian's got an agenda here, so we're going to blow right out of that thing and tell you people that one of my great resentments in my life happens to me all the time with Tony Zalecki. And I just want everybody to know that the power of remembering is absolutely the most important thing that you could ever do in your life. And yesterday was Valentine's Day. And I know that you didn't go to your wife or your spouse and follow them up. You remembered them. And whenever Tony Zalecki posts about his sobriety, the first thing I do is read the entire post looking for my name, and then I listen to the whole nauseating Facebook Live listening for my name, because I was there the day that Tony Zalecki decided to stop drinking. A decade ago. And I'm telling you, I live for that remember. And when it isn't there, I hate him for a week. You want to talk about that a little bit?
How much?
No, that's good. How important? I was thinking on the way over here, I wanted to work that into the conversation because you never know where you are and why you're there. And you think you go to a party or you think you go to a networking event and you run into somebody that literally changes your life or you change their life. And what I'm telling all of you is stop invalidating God and show up instead of having your agenda. Show up as an open book and serve, and amazing things happen. And that's how Tony Zielecki and I got so close. Is that right or wrong, Tony?
That's right, Tom. And, you know, I think about it, you know, so May 15th is coming up, and that'll be 12 years of sobriety for me. And, you know, in May 2010, I met Tom at a party. And I was screwed up. I was drinking. My marriage was falling apart. You know, our business was up and down because of alcohol. And I meet this guy, Tom Chenault, in the middle of the dance floor. And he changes my life. And he changes my life doing a couple different things. One, he takes time, like, to really connect with me and communicate with me and get to know me and start telling his story. And he wasn't afraid to go there. He wasn't afraid to be vulnerable. He wasn't afraid, like, to give me the real stuff. And, you know, for years, no one would give me the real stuff. But Tom gave me the real stuff. And I just never forget that, because that night my life would be changed forever because of your wisdom, because of, you know, you helping me. And not wanting anything in return. Like, not wanting one thing in return. Just saying, you know what? Wow. This kid, kind of like him, I'm going to help him, and I'm going to give him a path that he can run on so that he can, one, save his own life, two, save his marriage, three, save his business. And that's what you did, Tom.
And you kept me sober that night, too. And that's what's so beautiful about that whole deal. And all you guys, I'm just telling you, you just can't believe how great it is to be causing somebody to be partially a cause. Obviously, it was God. I didn't have anything to do with that. I'm not taking credit for it. To be in the right place at the right time to tell him a story that he could hear. But that's the same thing in your business. And if you'll just open your ears and your heart and fire your brain and your agenda, you're going to get there from here, every one of you. And you're doing unbelievably important work. Look what this has turned into. And what Tony doesn't remember or even know about is the sidebar conversation that was a lot tougher than my conversation with you, with Sarah, when you said, Tom, this has got to happen. And it was really, really beautiful listening to Sarah and her love and her concern and her powerlessness. But I want you to think about everybody out there. They're just as scared. And you've got great responsibility to tell them the story of what life could be like powerfully, because you've all got that power. And so, Tony and Sarah, I love you guys. I mean, you guys are like my kids because of that night 12 years ago. I will never forget it. And thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Tom, and I think too, Tom, what's important to remember as well is that, you know, all of our lives are so busy and we're all, you know, most of us have like blinders on, but the reality is all day long in our life. And now I think it's changing as, you know, more and more of us are like out and about and all that stuff. Right. I think like now more than ever, like there's people that come across our path every day, but we have to be aware of it. You know what I mean? We have to take a moment to see who are the people that are in our path to say hello to, or, you know, cause the reality is like this whole situation with Tony, like you were on alert. You know what I mean? You were aware of your surroundings. Your motive was clean. Your motive was like, man, like I need to bless somebody's life today. You know, whose life am I going to enrich, or whose life is going to enrich mine, right? That's why I live my life every day. And so I think when you live like that and you are aware and you aren't self-absorbed into your life and what you want and what's happening, like there's so many great people that come flooding into your life. And I just think now more than ever, like people are so craving that. And I just want to encourage people, like, but look up, you know what I mean? Look up and be aware of the people that come across your path every day that you can give an encouraging word to, or a compliment, or a help, or even just a hello. Like, I mean, that stuff goes so far right now.
That's so true. And, you know, even we talk about big things like somebody getting sober and them changing their whole life. But those same principles really apply. I mean, that's one of the things that makes network marketing such a remarkable profession, is that really you have the opportunity all the time to see people where they are in maybe more mundane challenges in their life's journey, whether that be their, you know, their weight, whether that be their health or their energy or, you know, their finances, in even just, you know, like, it's not that it's dire straits. It's just that there's not enough and that there's stress that people are experiencing all the time. And everybody else is so busy going about their life that they're not paying any attention. And if you can start to be that person that really stops and sees people and actually wants to pay attention to them, that's a huge blessing to others in and of itself. And then it becomes an opportunity for you to actually build your business and to pour into the lives of others, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, the three things I try to do every day when I'm in conversation with people is I ask a lot of questions, but I always try to leave them with a good story that will help them, give them good advice, or I connect them to somebody, something to read, watch, listen to that will help them, that will give them value, that will give them a solution to maybe some of the stuff that's going on in their life. And, you know, that has served me very, very well. And I think you do this better than anybody. It's just like you ask the right questions, listen, and you're always giving best advice, or you're telling the story, or you're pointing them somewhere to, you know, get more value.
You know, and my mantra is that, and what you just said is what my mantra is. My job on this planet is to have no agenda except making my agenda their agenda, and leave every human being that I meet, no matter where they are, no matter what station of life they're at, feeling better about their life than when they got there. And that's what you just said you do. And it is such a great mantra to have, because left to my own intention, I'm this egomaniac trying to act like Joe Cool instead of really being empathetic and trying to put myself in the shoes of others. And what makes this business great is the attitude that you just talked about, that Sarah lives every day. And people see in you as a couple building powerfully with incredible children growing up with you. Every day is take your children to work day. You kids are doing it. And that's what's so beautiful about it. I'll never forget his sister. I had this great Jeep Wagoneer, and I walked through the living room, and all of a sudden my daughter goes, "Daddy, what's wrong with the car?" I go, "Well, nothing. Why?" She goes, "Well, it's on a truck." I go, "Oh, I hated that car. It was being repossessed, so they were just hauling it out of there." So I had to lie to poor Courtney. She was like five, and, you know, go the whole route of telling her some tall tale about what happened to the car. But that's what they go through. But you get better from it. You get stronger from it, and they see that life isn't leaving in the morning and coming back with a wheelbarrow full of money. There is work done in between. And I think that's really defines your life well.
Yeah, no, it absolutely has. And it took being able to see what, you know, how the sausage gets made, how, like, the highs and the lows, and the number of phone calls and all the, you know, all the things that had to happen in order to make that dream a reality. And it, you know, as it's been in your life, right? It is not a straight shot to the moon, right? It is like this way and that way. And it's all the, you know, the twists and turns that, you know, have people go, "Oh, you're an overnight success." No, I'm not, right? I'm a 20-year overnight success, or whatever it is, right? Like, that's the reality of the situation. And so I think that you guys do that really well. And, you know, one of the things that you guys also do super well is the way that I think you show up online. And so I'd love for you just to talk about, you know, how you guys have learned to sort of show your life online in a way that isn't just like, "Look how great we are," but is authentic, and that, you know, shares the fun and shares the hardship and shares all of it. How have you guys learned to do that so effectively?
So I'll give a great tip right now. So one of the things that I have people do is I have them get out a piece of paper, and on the very top of the paper, I have them write, "What do you want to be known for or known as, and what do you aspire to be?" And literally do a brain dump, right? And all of those things that are important to you, or people already see you as, that's how every post that I do, every live that I do, every story that I do, every reshare that I do, you know, we are very intentional with everything we do on social media. And if any of those things are not congruent with that list, we don't post it. So that's why when people meet us, they're like, man, you guys are exactly how you are in your lives. You're exactly the way you are with your posts. And to us, that's the greatest compliment ever, because it just shows us that we are fully aligned with who we are. You know, what you see is what you get. There's no, like, you know, persona or what have you. And I think that builds a lot of trust and a lot of credibility. And I do try to do kind of like a one third rule, where I'll try to do like a third of my posts who are like family, right? Just all fun, personal, you know, that type of stuff. I do like a third, like kind of indirect with business, right? Maybe inspirational quote, a business tip, you know, maybe something I read out of an excerpt of a book that I was inspired by. And then the fourth one is a lot of times tied in with like lifestyle and a little bit more in regards to our business, right? So we try to do that healthy kind of like posting every single day, you know, all over social media.
Yeah, and I think the best thing, if you're listening, you can do online is what Sarah just talked about, but also be vulnerable and be real and talk about maybe what you're going through, you know, like Tom talked about. When I talk about my sobriety and I talk about some of the things that I had to learn and what I overcame to get to where I am today, those posts and that engagement and those reach outs are some of the most powerful, you know,
10 times anything that you do. All right, let's take one last break and get the heck out of here. This is the Legacy Leadership Show, no radio, with Adrian, no Tom, Chenault, and we'll be back right after this. Thank you, Genesis Communication Network.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Show. And what a day it is, man.
Absolutely.
Sarah's got a point she wants to make. Would you let her make it? All right, Sarah. What is it?
Well, I just like what Tony shared about, you know, stuff on social media with being vulnerable. I think it's, you know, I think it's so good. I do, you know, one of the things that we make a point to do with that, with the times that you are, you know, just being willing to just kind of show up as yourself, whether it be on a live or a reel or whatever it is, right, on social media, I think it's important to talk about where you, how you came out on the other side of it, right? So one of the greatest tips that I ever heard on social media, they said, make sure that you share scars, not wounds. Oh, that was so powerful. Because I think a lot of times, what do we see on social media? People just like regurgitate whatever and they just air their dirty laundry. And I'm like, all right, so I know you went through that crap, but like, give me some goodness on the other side of it, right? So for Tony, when he shared, I love that he shares his sobriety, but he also says, hey guys, like I was on the bottom. This is where I was at, but this is what I did to pull through, right? And so I make sure too, with the thing that I am sharing, I do take a pause and I stop and I go, Sarah, is this a wound right now or is this a scar, right? And then that's how I post. I think that is really important because I just, unfortunately, I see a lot of people do the opposite. And like people just don't want to follow that, you know, they want to see light on the other side of it as well.
I have never heard that before, and that's profound, and I'm going to steal it. It's really, really cool.
Yeah. Just give me credit on.
Yeah. So you guys need to go to this deal called workwithsarahandtony.com/50. Because in about 20 years, they're going to be 50 years old. I have no, maybe that's their combined age at the back of that or something. I have no idea. Workwithsarahandtony.com/50.
What that is a template of 50 incredible social media posts and prompts that you can use to be able to talk about your own life on social media.
Isn't that cool? I got to get that.
I know.
I do not talk enough about myself.
Moving in the bathtub is one of the tips on there.
Okay, good. That is exciting. Wow. And next week, I'm leaving Friday for Dubai to do a big, big event with Rob Sperry and Fraser Brooks and all those guys. So next Tuesday, we have no idea what time we're going to do it, maybe 4 in the morning over there. We are going to do the Legacy Leadership Show live from Dubai, and that's going to be kind of cool. Isn't that neat?
Wow.
So that's going to be a blast. So I might have to spend the night at Fraser's house.
Oh, my God. That's going to be one for the record books.
Of
course, Lana better head for the hills.
We'll let her stay in my hotel room. All right.
Oh, my God.
What do you think the future is? Man, you guys are rocking. You're having record month after record month. There is no let up in your business because you've got systems, you've got a culture, you've got community, and you're rocking it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, things are good. I just think that, you know, now more than ever, people want to do something online. They just don't know what, right?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, people are looking. They really are. I think that people have really come to the conclusion that they're like, I have to create my own economy. Like, they're finally there, you know, where the government's not going to do it. Like, I have to do something. You know, the days that people going, oh, I don't know if I want to do network marketing, they see it really as an incredible, viable option for them that is sustainable, but I also think doable for people's lifestyle, right? Because so many of, you know, the companies that are out there, they are online now. you know, a lot of these, you know, people that are parents or grandparents that are juggling careers and kids, jobs and all the above, they're inspired that they can actually build something part-time in the nooks and crannies of their life because it is online,
yeah.
Right? So I feel like they feel like, hey, this is actually something that is realistic that I could actually build, which is really cool. And so people are coming on board now more than ever because of that.
That's huge, and you're so right. It's such a – the last 2 years have taken care of anybody's resistance to the idea of figuring out how to do something online, because we've all had, you know, we've all had this crash course, and now it's, you know, it's really being in a position of being able to show people a way to take control of their own destinies, isn't it?
Yeah.
Adrian Chenault even has 90,000 TikTok views. He's so excited he can't even see straight.
This
wow, I didn't know that. I gotta follow you.
Amazing video. It's so weird, man. Who knows how the TikTok gods work.
TikTok superstar right here. I love
it. Right here, man. I'm telling you what. I've never gotten close to that, so now I got to chase that down. I'm competing with Denise. I'm competing with him. No wonder I have no self-esteem. It's unbelievable. One-hit wonder. Yeah. Well, we love you guys, and it's been an honor having you on. The future is bright for you. The future is bright for the profession. Anything you want to say to these people that might not believe that this could possibly be true, making a tremendous amount of money, working with your kids every day and living life large, isn't that just a dream come true for you?
It is. I think that, you know, I believe in possibility. You know, I believe in, you know, I guess I'm a, yeah, I believe in the American dream, but I also think too, guys, I mean, the reality is that you make your own luck. You know what I mean? Like for us, we just decided to like put our head down and work. And, you know, we just said, hey, like we're going to work this until it happens. You know, we weren't people that were willing to throw the towel in. And, you know, we just said, hey, let's just keep going. And I think that's the thing for us. We just said through thick and thin, let's do this. And I think really that's one of the reasons that we are here is, because we decided to become resilient, you know?
Yeah, and I'll just say this. You can have it all. Tom, you can have it all. And I'll tell you, all the listeners out there, stop listening to people that are telling you you can't, because you can have it all.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going home. Don't hang up. We're going to stick around for a minute on Facebook. This was the Legacy Leadership Show. Adrian, Tom, see y'all later.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.